We need it. We need it. We definitely need it. Because we're ready to go. I think we owe it to the fans. We need to back up what's been said in previous press conferences. Fans deserve, they've got a basis of a good side. With additions, we'll have a basis of an even better side. And a team that, yes, we haven't given up the ghost this season, because no Hull City team should ever give in. But if it doesn't happen this season, then next season we give it a right good go, because of, you know, we've all talked the talk and we need to get on and do it.
Yeah, Mr. Alam did say there was money to spend in the press conference.
This is what I'm saying, and it's not digging anyone out. It's don't want any other job at all. I don't care about myself in regards that if we do well, it won't be a stepping stone for me for anywhere else. But I'm a very ambitious person, and I'm an ambitious person in the fact that I want this club to be just as ambitious. I want this club to be pushing, because we push, we get better, standards get higher, younger players get better, and this club needs to be in and amongst the teams, if we are in the Championship, pushing for promotion.
So you want money to spend? You don't want to be sort of wheeling, dealing, to selling to buy?
Well, this is why I took the job in the first place, you know, and where I said in the caretaker role, everything's got to be right. When we've said things, we've all got to back them up, including me.
Just to clarify one thing then, because lots of people have sort of mentioned this. When you said in January you didn't need a striker, was the money there for you?
Well, good question, Benz. You put me on the spot. Let's just say we needed to be more cute, more than anything. So there you are. I'm sitting on the fence.
Right.
Okay. Read into that what you will.
Right. Okay. I'll not push you on that if that's... I'll probably... What are you trying to say there? I will push you on it. Was the money there?
I'm just saying that we needed to be cuter. You know, your Billy Sharps of this world were way out of reach. But in saying that, I've got to say, no disrespect to the player, because I do like him, but for us to pay 1.9 and you look at the wage, what he's on at Southampton, you know, we've got a wage structure at the club, so you can't go and blow that out the water, because that would be bad practice, really, on our part.
But you need money to spend.
We've all got to back up, you know, what we say, and I'm saying that, and I want pressure put on myself that, you know, we bring in the players we want, and we're not asking for loads of money, because we're not that type of people. We're sensible. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. There's no way I'd put this club in debt. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be frugal with our money, but the players we want and the existing players here deserve that players come in to make us better. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way it is, and we've got 19,000 fans who demand an ambitious team, deserve an ambitious team. So, you know, we've got to back it up.
Can I clarify something that reportedly you said at Millwall last week? You said to somebody post-match in an interview, so I'm told, whoever the manager is next season. Did you say that? Was that true? Is there any doubt about you being the manager next season?
No, like I said, that's been taken out of context. But what I'm saying is that we always need to be an ambitious club. Right. Not ambitious to be silly. We've seen them days. But under Adam Pearson's guidance, because he has a major, major role to play, a major role, because of his contacts in the game, he is the heartbeat of the club. So we need to be ambitious. Whatever I said, it wasn't the fact that, right, if this ain't happening, this ain't happening, but the reason why I took the job, because I want to see this club and I want to sink my teeth into this club to try and fight tooth and nail to get where we want to be.
So conditions have to be met and your ambition has to be met the time.
I think as a manager, you should be like that if you care about the club. I think if you're players, you should be like that, because you want to play for an ambitious club. These lads want to play here. They want to be ambitious. But if our ambitions ain't matching theirs, there's only one thing they're going to do. And that happens at where you see it at most clubs, that, you know, we've got good talent here. They need to play 100 games under the belt to get better, to get more experience. But if we don't match that ambition, you've seen it in the past, Burnsy, where, you know, lads will look elsewhere. Now, the team we've got and the talent we've got, you know, there's no way we want to see that happening. Mm. I'm not for once saying it might happen, but these are the things we've got to look at down the line as well.
So what we talked about last week, Chester, Evans, Rossignol, players like that need to be on good deals that protect the club, yeah, and protect, well, them and listen, protect you as a manager.
They've got to be looked after, but also you put them on longer deals, their money goes up, they will get better week in, week out. Then if people will make big bids,
yeah,
then you can decide what you want to do. But that doesn't happen if, you know, they have 1 year left, and there's no way the talent we've got, that for me, while I'm in charge, you know, should never happen.